All right.
Oh, I'm scared.
You scared? How scared are you?
Nah.
Nah, you good? You good?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, because I've been recording for the last 20 minutes.
All right.
The house is playing. Welcome back to the Growing Some More podcast. I'm your host, DJ Hen, Uncle Hen. Back here again. Just trying to stay focused right now because it is so hot out here in the beautiful islands of Hawaii. We are doing this podcast in Oahu, and it is like 80. How hot is it right now? How hot is it? Wait, hold on. Don't say nothing, PZ, because I need to introduce you first. How hot is it, hon?
No, probably like 85, 86.
It's like 86.
But it's humid too, so.
Yeah, it's pretty humid. And once again, to my left, I have my lovely wife, Tala.
Hello.
Hi, honey. She's sitting on the floor because it's hot as hell up in here. But we're loving it, and we got the fan blowing. It's like on the floor next to her. But so all of our podcast listeners out there in the world, welcome back to another episode of Growing Some More. Growing Simon, and however way you want to say it, but please forgive us. Please forgive us for like the noise and background noise. I was very, very unprepared for this because I'm still new to this podcast game, but we're doing it for you guys, so you know, we'll get better and better in time. And I forgot one auxiliary cord. And that's why I have a guest on We have a guest today, right, honey?
Yes.
And nothing was planned. You know, I told Tala, I said, all right, when we go on this trip, I'm going to try and get some people to, you know, to get on this podcast. But, you know, we're nobodies, so nobody wants to get on the podcast. But the whole point of it is to build and grow, right? So without further ado, hey, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We do have a guest. And unfortunately, we couldn't have the guest here because of the rules of the place we're staying at. We're at this beautiful Airbnb, and it's so lovely here. But, yeah, we can't have no guest over, so we just try to keep it tight because the guy is cool, man. The guy is cool who runs this Airbnb, Hawaiian cat named Kenny. I think I'm going to put a link down for him if anybody wants the Airbnb, you know, out here in Oahu, in Kalihi Valley. But anyways, without further ado, let's introduce our guest. He's at work right now, but he is from the beautiful islands of Hawaii, and he has been here for, I think, over 20 years. He'll tell more about it himself, but this guy has been my best friend for a long, long time. And he's been there with me through the ups and downs. I've tried to be there with him for the ups and downs, but we clicked. He became a brother from another mother. You know, I love this Uso to death. He was the best man in my wedding, and I love all my Usos out there that was in my wedding, even though they was hating on you. They was hating on you, but they know what's up, you know. You know, me and this guy right here, he has a big heart. You know, everybody loves him. You know, he has so much talent, musical talent, with his voice, a beautiful voice. You know, he's been, you know, raised in the church. He's been out on the streets just like most of us, you know. So it's like he knows the ins and outs. And he's been here for a long time. And he has been our tour guide, right, baby?
Yes.
My best friend in the whole wide world has been our tour guide for the whole islands. Island of Oahu, and it's been a blast the past few days, everything we did. And we're gonna you know, talk about motivation. That's the name of this thing. And you know, once again, you know, Pat, oh, let me just yeah, here we go, that's his name, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Pat. How's it going, Pat?
Hey man, I'm good. Aloha to everybody. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm at work, so I gotta pause real quick because I gotta handle something, but I'll be right So sorry, bro. Hold on.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. So while Pat's doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, we've been around this beautiful islands, and you know what really got me thinking too, and what a lot of people think too, and what we've been talking about to people out here, to our Airbnb guy, some family members out here, to Pat, who's at work right now, is the prices. You know how expensive it is, right? And we can only imagine, because coming from the mainland, meaning the States, you know, every time we see a family come from, you know, Hawaii, or, you know, other, you know, people that are not family members that we hear have come, you know, from Hawaii, the number one thing they say is, what is it, hon? You can read my mind, is what? Living here is what?
It's expensive.
It's too expensive. In this beautiful land of paradise, this beautiful, beautiful island, you know, and islands, you know, that's just like, that's, you know, that's all they say. It's too expensive. And you know, that's one thing this podcast is all about, is finances, and you know trying to avoid the hassles of, you know, struggling through life and trying to, you know, go, or, you know, overcome your craziness of having to pay an expensive, you know, rent or mortgage, you know, trying to figure out how to survive. And I think that's the number one thing out here in Hawaii is, yeah, it's so expensive. You know, we, we've been going to beaches and beaches and seeing, you know, beautiful beach houses, right, hon?
Mm-hmm.
And, all these properties that, you know, we hopped on Zillow. Zillow is like an app you can get, and we looked at the, you know, the market, which the market means like, you know, just what the price is of a certain, you know, subject or whatever you're talking about. So when we talk about market, housing market, we looked at the housing market, or in, you know, layman's terms, we looked at the prices for houses, and yeah, they're up in the millions, you know, high millions, you know, 800,000s and up, you know, real expensive. And but it's beautiful property, you know, but a lot of you know, locals, Hawaiians, even Samoans, you know, they're having to up their families and move, you know. But you know, that's what this podcast is about, is trying to know about your finances so you can live in a place like Hawaii, you know. I follow a guy on a podcast, a real estate investment podcast, and he had a goal, him and his wife, in 5 years to, you know, hit financial freedom and live in Hawaii. And it took him 7 years, but he did it, you know, just from nothing to being able to live in Hawaii financially free. I'll put that link on the bottom of this of the show notes of this podcast, so you guys can, you know, probably listen to that, to that podcast, inspirational story from this guy. But it is possible, you know, it is possible, you know. Once again, we're here, and this podcast is a real short one, but we want to make this a motivational podcast, and hopefully a motivational podcast for, you know, people in Hawaii. Let's just give a big shout out to all, you know, the people in Hawaii, you know, whatever race, culture you come from, you know, Samoan, Tongan, Hawaiian, you know, whatever. This is for you guys, you know, motivation, and for everybody else, you know. So we got Pat back on the line. What's up, Pat?
Yo, yeah, sorry about that, man.
No, no.
Unfortunately, I'm at work, so
yeah. Hey, who cares? No worries.
I actually had to do some work, so sorry, guys.
It's all good, bro. It's all good, bro. So were you on mute? Could you hear us while you were working?
I heard a little bit, but.
Okay, so did you agree when we said, like, a lot of people move out, and the main reason why is because of it's too expensive to live here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The cost, cost of living is crazy because the minimum wage and jobs is way below anywhere else in the world. Hawaii might be. Go ahead.
How much is the minimum wage? Go ahead.
I think it is right now. It's at $10.10.
Damn. Yeah, that's low. That's low.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's low compared to where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything is just outrageously expensive out here.
So that has that's a big major part to play with it. Like, you got low minimum wage and high cost of living, and if you don't know how to deal and control your finances, I'm sorry to say it, my friends, but you'll fuck.
Yeah,
you know, excuse the language, but yeah, you're fucked, you know.
Yeah.
But guess what, people? There's hope. If you learn about your finances and get yourself financially educated, then guess what? You're not fucked, you know? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Pat's considered, a local here because he's been here long enough to know, you know, what's going on out here in the Hawaii market. And I'm just, you know, once again glad to have you on this podcast, man.
Man, it's a pleasure to be here, bro.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to, you know, say something, I don't know, man, what you want to talk about. I don't want to get too deep, but I can tell you want to tell the listeners where you came from, like where you originally came from, states, you know what I'm saying, and when you moved here.
I was originally born in Santa Clara, California, and at the age of 3, I moved up to Washington State. Washington State, and that's where we met. That's where I met a lot of my family's up there in Washington, and I moved out here in 2000, I think November of 2000.
So you've been here since 2000, and how many years has it been from 2000?
That's almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years.
Next year it'll be 20 years I've been here in Hawaii.
Yeah, almost 20 years in Hawaii, and you know, I know, just like you, just like the rest of us, you know, this whole podcast is to try and educate, you know, our peoples, right?
Yeah.
So like, you want to tell the peoples the same thing, you know? It's like, answer this question, my dog. Did the schools teach you anything that you needed to learn that could help you in the real world?
I mean, not necessarily. I think
financial.
They didn't teach me no financial.
Yeah.
They didn't teach me anything about credit. I remember growing up in school, all I knew was that we needed money. And you know, the only way you could make money is if you work, you know?
Yeah. And so that's your like little quick story and rundown and all that, but would you say that in today's day, 2019, that you know a lot of families here, you have a lot of friends and families here in the state of Hawaii, do you think that is still the same, the way the schools run and how, you know, the kids probably aren't learning anything? Would you agree with that?
I mean, preparing them for the real world?
Yeah.
I don't really think so. I don't think they still got it yet. You know, I think they're teaching the kids maybe just to...
Hell no, they don't got it yet, bro. That's what I'm trying to...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they got it yet. I think they're teaching the bare minimum on how to survive. But, life isn't about surviving. It's about living.
It is, yeah. It's about living. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, so I think when you start teaching these kids how to live in this world, not how to survive in this world.
Yeah, that's a good quote. How to really live, but the schools don't even teach you how to survive.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. Oos, driving around here, you know, with you and looking around how beautiful it is, And the only thing in the back of my head, I can only think is, you know, if only all of these, you know, locals out here had the chance at an early age to be, you know, somewhat financially educated, and not only locals here, but everywhere around the world, in all the islands around here in the Pacific, it would be so much different, you know. They would be running the business, running the hotels, you know, I think running like local businesses and you know, putting a real stamp on the financial foundation of this beautiful state, man, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to all the Hawaiians, man. I really feel it, you know? I really feel it, you know? You have anything to add on to that, honey? Wahine?
No.
My beautiful Wahine. Yeah, we're just a little, we're getting burnt up out here. It is buggy though, but that's island life. But it's beautiful, right, baby? Did you say you love it? She loves it.
I do.
Yeah, very, very much. She's like, I don't want to go back. We got to come back. And, you know,
no, I don't want to leave the beach.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go, y'all. You know, this podcast is for financial education. It's a real short one. We're on vacation here, you know. While we were on vacation, I wanted to just do a quick podcast, man, to represent. And we got to talk to somebody who lives out here for almost 20 years now. And, you know, to all the Hawaiians and Samoans and all the Polys out here living, if you're watching this podcast and you really love it, you know, please go to the iTunes and give a good review, give a good rating, and subscribe, you know, to the Grown Samoan podcast, you know. This is for everybody out there. This podcast is it's Growing Samoan, but that's just me because I'm Samoan, but it's mainly for all the Polys because I love it out here in the Hawaii in the 808. Everywhere you look around, right, babe? Everywhere you look, it's a lot of Polys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, a lot of tourists, right, Peasy?
A lot
of tourists, and some nice tourist spots, but some beautiful local spots that Pat took us to. Thanks so much, bro. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure, bro.
Man, it was awesome. It was beautiful. So before we get in, what I'm gonna do next is I'm gonna just read 5 quotes. And I hope these quotes give some motivation and inspiration to all of our listeners. Excuse me. But before we go into that, actually, we're going to get into that. And then we'll leave with some last words with our guest over here, all right? Okay, so here's the first quote. Free advice is the kind that costs you nothing unless you act upon it. Free advice is the kind that costs you nothing unless you act upon it. Which, I thought that was a pretty cool quote, you know. What'd you guys think?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Advice is free. When you take action, it'll cost you.
Free advice is the kind that costs you nothing unless you act upon it. So it costs you nothing unless you act upon it. Wait, what's it? Does that mean it's free, but once you act upon it, then it's going to start costing you?
Well, it's when you take action. It's not free. You have to invest something to.
Oh, okay. So in other words, yeah, it's free advice, but you're going to have to work. You have to do some work if you want to take action upon that advice. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily speaking in as in money, right?
No, it can be taken as something else, or as in monetary or in material, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean.
So listeners, if you guys, what's your opinion on that quote? Free advice is the kind that costs you nothing unless you act upon it. To me, that's kind of like, hey, you know, you might be hearing and getting some free advice, but if you don't take action, then it's going to be nothing, you know, right? Something like that. But yeah, whatever you guys want, your opinions on it. You know, leave a comment. Leave a comment. Let's see what you think, and we'll probably most likely read it, you know. All right, let's go to the next one. All right. This one, I like this one. This is number two. Most things that we think are impossible in life is because we have never tried them. So go for every dream and opportunity before making a judgment. I like that quote. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I like that one.
Yeah. It's a very, very inspirational quote right there. You know, I hope a lot of listeners, take that quote, write it down, rewind it, and listen to it again. Because, yeah, that's true, man. You know, most things that we think are impossible in life is because we have never tried them. But yeah, exactly. If you never, you know, tried it, why would you think that, you know, you can't do it, right? And then, so go for every dream and opportunity before making a judgment. You know, that there's a quote on the podcast notes about that I put. It's, fear and self-doubt are the killers, you know, of, like, people's greatness and stuff like that. So that's kind of like the same thing, you know. So go for every dream and opportunity before making a judgment. Because, you know, a lot of times we start judging ourselves like we can't do it before we even try it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking, man. Like, I know for me myself, there's been a lot of things I didn't try because I was afraid that I wouldn't succeed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like skydiving?
Oops.
Would you fit the skydiving parachute, or would you be scared?
You might have to double up.
Up? For me, it got triple up. But you know what? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't skydive, man. If I had to join the military and do it because of my military job said I had to, I'd do it. But like even right now, you know, my tender age, older age.
By the way, it's his birthday. Yeah. He just turned 40. Happy birthday, honey.
Yeah, so we're doing this podcast, filming it, and doing the podcast on July 3rd.
Yes.
It's my birthday.
So he's now in the 40s club.
Yeah, I just turned 40 today, y'all. Yeah. Woo, woo, woo. Quick story. I was born here in Hawaii, y'all. Hey, I'm a local boy. And my family, yeah.
I've heard that the whole time we've been here.
I was born here in 1979. Shut up. I just tell you a story. I was born here in 1979. And I love you, honey. And my family moved to the mainland when I was a year. And I've never been back here since for 39 years. It's been 39 years, brother. Hey, bro. It's been 39 years.
And, oh,
yeah, a long time, and I come back because, you know, it's cherry, you know, everything around sweet, you know. Yeah, a lot of mahalo to everybody, you know, that you know, gave me shout outs today. And 39 years back, and all I want to do is help people around the world, and now touching the land where I was born on. I want to help you, everybody in the 808. Big ups. So what were we talking about before that? You were saying something, Pat?
Hold it. Just talking about your quote.
No, but you were saying something, though.
He was going to wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right on. Thank you. Love you. You know? But was that it? You were just saying? Were you saying something else? No?
No, I just...
Okay.
I was just talking about that quote because, like, for me personally, just I know, I tend to say, set limitations to what I can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, we're always afraid of the failure.
Yeah. You don't set limitations. You're just scared, just like I am, just like everybody else. Your brain tells you can't do it before you even try. Ain't nobody in the world telling you can't do it. Nobody. Exactly. It's just your own damn brain. Like people.
But here's the thing I've been learning though. It's through failure is how we learn and how we grow.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, we shouldn't be afraid of failure, but accept it, but that's what
it's Well, about. You're going to be afraid of failures, but you have to just do it, people. You know what I'm saying? It's normal to be afraid. Hey, we're all afraid. We're all scared to try something new, right, Pete?
Yeah.
But in order to learn, you just do it. You know, it's kind of like everybody who's scared to ride a roller coaster. And you're like, I don't want it. But once you you just got to just do it. And once you overcome that fear, then you can say you did it. You tried it.
Yeah.
Now you know if you like it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to overcome that fear, y'all. All right, number three. A foolish man tells a woman to stop talking. Oh, hold on, I'm looking at Tyler right now. But a wise man tells her that her mouth is extremely beautiful when her lips are closed. Now, that might not be motivational, but I just thought I like that. I like that quote. So, so for you guys out there,
it'll teach you not to put your foot in your mouth.
It's more the approach of how you ask your mom to be quiet.
You know? Right. You don't want to get beat up by your girlfriend. Exactly. You don't want to do it if you don't want to be beefing with your girlfriend or wife or whatever. You better make sure you say it the right way. That should be motivational for you guys.
Very motivational. You know why? Guys, because like me and my wife, it's like it's a struggle for everybody's relationships, but you got to learn how to make it work, right, baby?
Compromise.
There you go. Thank you. See, like that. I didn't know the word, but she knew it and she said it, right? Compromise. Yeah. Why? Because a foolish man tells a woman to stop talking. But a wise man tells her that her mouth is extremely beautiful when her lips are kapungi. Are closed. Hun. Yeah. Oh, your lips are so beautiful when they're closed. Can you close them?
Move to the next quote.
All right. Quote number four, y'all. All right. Wait, let me see. That was 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, here it goes. Everyone is gifted, but some people never open their package. Ooh, let me say that one more time. Everyone is gifted, but some people never open their package. Pat, what's your thought on that?
Oh man, that's a deep one, bro. Cause for me, I know that each individual put on this earth has a gift to give.
You
know?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, a gift isn't necessarily your talent or whatever, but it's something that helps somebody else. You know?
Yes.
So, like, even though it was given to us, the gift was given to us so that we can help somebody else.
Yes, yeah.
And everybody has one. Everybody has one. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what we talked about. That's what we talked about on the last podcast, I believe. Or even the first one, man. Just the same exact words, man. You're totally right, 100%, man. It helps. You
know, and everybody's gift is different. So, I mean, if your gift is to wash windows, you know, just continue to wash those windows the best way you can.
Yeah, because the guy in the office, you know, he might be thinking about committing suicide, but if you wash that window, he looks out and sees the beach, you know?
Yeah.
Then his life changes, you know what I'm saying? Clear the view. Wipe the first momos out your eyes. What about you, hon?
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought on that quote? Everyone is gifted, but some people never open their package.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Every person is unique in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has their own unique gift.
Yeah.
Whether it's entertaining, whether it's helping, whether it's saving lives, or whatever it is, everybody's unique. No, each person is the same.
So if you're out there, people,
you all have a gift.
You all have a gift.
You just gotta open your gift.
You gotta stand above your spouse in the bedroom, and you gotta slowly take off your wrap.
I don't think they're talking about that gift. Oh dear.
You gotta turn off some music. Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. You know. No, not that gift.
Yeah, no, not okay, that. No, not honey, not
sometimes,
that gift.
Some people have that gift.
You know what? If that's your gift, then it's your gift.
that's your own gift. You gotta keep to yourself.
Yeah, you gotta share that. You gotta keep that person. That's a private gift.
It's a private gift. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. It's not like, you know, it's not like the Amazon gift where they just drop it off at your front door and people steal it. Hey, there's some people that have those kind of gifts too, you know. Yeah. They have the gifts and someone just strips it away from them. Hey, if you're one of those people who have your gift ripped away from you, never give up, you know. Never give up. Yeah. It's okay, cause you're still that gift, you know. They could have took a part of it, but they didn't take you.
So. Some people don't know what their gift is.
Yeah.
And it'll take, but it takes time for them to figure it out.
It takes time for them to find the opening, right? And some of them just, they just keep looking, right? You know how some kids open their presents. Well, where's the open? People, don't look for the opening. Sometimes you just got to rip that shit open, right? That's how long.
And not only that, and you got to be grateful for the gift that you had.
I like that.
You know, that's another point we got to make is, you know, some people are either ashamed of the gift or they don't like their gift.
I like that. Oos. Be thankful of the gift that you got. You know?
Exactly. Because, you know, that gift that was given to you is also a gift for somebody else.
There you go. And I heard that good motivational speech. By the way, you know, I'm going to tell you guys a tip after, but the speech, the guy said that your gift, if you're not doing, you know, your gift that God gave you, if you're not really doing it, there's people out there that are dying because you're not using your gift. And that was powerful, man. It's like there's people out there dying right now because you're not using your gift. Meaning that your gift could save and help out so many people, whatever it may be, you know?
I mean, just like your gift, with the financial, you know what I'm saying? Financial stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything, but, you know, it's listening to you. It's helping me to understand, you know what I mean? So, this is your gift, and you're putting it out here on the podcast.
Yeah.
So other people can hear it, and they can learn, you know what I mean? The awesome part about it for me is, not coming from some high executive person in a tall ass building.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that hardly ever talks to me. It's coming from a real life person, my best friend.
Yeah.
You know, my brother that I know. You know what I mean? So if I'm hearing you talk about this, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I've never seen this passion for this before from him. So it means a lot to me. So it gonna mean something to me.
That's the whole point. The goal that I wanted is to, you know, reach people that can relate to me, that in the things that I have lived through, you know.
Yeah.
Cause I know.
This is a perfect example of how you shared your gift, Lucas, because it's you and your wife. You guys are both on this podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And but she hates. But she hates me when I try to drag her on the podcast.
Yeah.
But I love you, honey. You know, I thank you for everything you do.
But just being with you too.
Can you hear Pat? Right, Pat? I mean, Pat's saying that it's a big deal that we're doing it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And just being with you too this week, I see it. You guys are in sync on all these things you talk about. You know what I mean?
You mean the newlywed game?
You mean you mean trying to be being frugal fabulous?
Yeah. It's just awesome, you know.
So to our let me give a quick thing to our listeners out there. We got blessed with a gift to come out here to celebrate my 40th birthday and our 10-year anniversary. And the whole time we were here, you know, I was trying to pound it into my best friends, you know, like, like bring that, bro, we're doing things frugal fabulous out here. We ain't trying to do the expensive tourist stuff. And you know, he kept hearing it and hearing it, but everything's been perfect though. Thank you, Pat, for everything you've done. It was
nice,
big time. But I hear what you're saying, Os. But you know, I think I talked about this in episode one, that my gift is this right here. You hear this beautiful voice? Oh yeah.
My husband's head's getting a little big right now. Must be the heat.
God has blessed me with this beautiful voice. I just want to titillate people's ears.
You hearing this, Pat?
So they can, so they can hear the words, frugal, fabulous.
Our local boys. The heat's getting to our local boy right now.
Mahalo, y'all. I apologize for the last episode. We were tired, and damn, I'm still trying to get my sound all right. So just bear with us, man. You know, but thank you everybody for continuing to listen. And with that being said, the last quote for this episode is quote number 5: there is no elevator to success, you have to take the stairs. Bam, boom, bam. You know what I'm saying? Boom.
What do you damn got? I'm never gonna be successful.
What was the hiking place again? What's the one that the stairs?
Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, out the, here the in Diamond Hawaii. Crater, yeah.
No.
Was it the Diamond Head Crater?
There's another one called Stairway.
Diamond Crater.
Yeah. No, the one we just went to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That we were cracking up because my younger brother, Troy, by the way,
he told us.
He
Stairway
said
to
he,
Heaven.
Yeah,
that's what it's called, but people die over there, right?
Yeah, but we're talking about Diamond Head Crater.
Not what? The Diamond Crater?
I'm talking about the Diamond Head Crater.
Oh, go ahead, hon. I'm
talking about when we went with Pat, and we were going to go on the Diamond Head Crater thing, but my brother Troy was the one that says yes. He said every time he went up those stairs, he felt like Po in Kung Fu Panda.
I love that movie, man. Shout out to Po. Shout out to Kung Fu Panda 1, 2, and 3.
Hey, your brother might have felt like him. I would have looked like him.
Oh, yeah. Oops. People, ladies and gentlemen, Pat is Kung Fu Panda. He's lovable, funny. He is a superhero. I'm telling you this, man. My guy right here, I love him to death because no matter what, Pat, you think I'm real. When I'm doing this podcast and people could relate, Oos, you are real. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that lives that you have touched and that you can, more lives that you can touch. And hopefully in this podcast, you know, people in the 808, go find my brother Pat. You know, you guys probably, babe, everywhere we went, everywhere. Hey, Pat, what's up, Pat? Hey, Pat. And you know what? It was the same thing back home in Washington State when you stayed with us too. You know, very lovable guy. That's why you're my best friend, Oos. You know?
No.
So anyways, that was it. I'll put all those 5 quotes on the bottom of the show notes. And the tip for today, people, if you're listening to this on your car or ride to work, or you're just listening to wherever you are, listen to any kind of motivational audio or video or read something every morning. That's my tip. If you can, start off just 1 minute of something. What I started off with was YouTube videos. I get my phone, I type in motivational videos, and I just find something, press play. It'll be like 20 minutes long. I'll just listen to 2 minutes, 5 minutes of it on my way to work, and you'll get something out of it.
What's that saying that you said, honey?
Win the day? Yes, win the morning, win the day. Have you heard that one before, Pat?
Yeah.
Win the morning, win the day. And believe me, people, it's true. When you go to work, if you wake up rushing and you just, you're lost it and you get to work, you're frustrated, you're angry, you forgot your lunch, and then the first customer come up, you just like, fuck off, what you want? And your whole day is going to be like that. You lost the day. But if you wake up and then you have a nice cup of coffee and you listen to something motivational, you listen to the Growing Samoan podcast, hey, episode 3 with Pat, you know what I'm saying? It make you laugh, you know. Hopefully, it bring you some, you know, some light to your morning. And guess what? Guarantee the rest of your day, you'll be okay, because you win the morning, you win the day. I love that quote too. Win the morning, win the day. How you can do that? Number one tip: listen to something motivational. The more you feed your brain in the morning, something good, you know, whether it's spiritual, yoga, any kind of, you know, thing you want to get into, reading the Bible, you know, anything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. This is when you look for something in the morning, it should be something that applies to you. Right?
Yes.
That's something that's going to, you know, I don't want to just wake up and listen to something about, I don't know about, right?
Yeah.
That's something that applies to you, right?
That's what we talked about in episode two, personal development. So it's personal to you, whatever development it may be in, whether it's religion, whether it's health, finances. That's what the other main thing is, personal finance. But personal development is everything. So whatever, just like you're saying, Pat, whatever applies to you in your own personal way, do it, whatever is positive. Right? That's what we're getting at, right, PZ? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, that's the tip, y'all. You know, you listen to something motivational and just get inspired. You're the gift. Start unwrapping yourself, you know? Ooh, you like that.
Not literally, Kate.
Some of you can unwrap yourself that way, but, you know, other than that. I wanted to get, you know, the guy over here, but on the podcast, because he's a good inspirational story. But you know what? This podcast is for anybody and everybody. So, my man Peasy, thank you so much. I love you so for everything
you
did for us this week. And we're going to come say bye to you later tonight, right? You're at work, so we'll swing by. And yeah, y'all. Everybody listening, once again, we got a YouTube channel. If you guys want to watch the YouTube channel, please subscribe, rate, and tell a friend, tell a family member, you know, listen, start off from episode one. You know, we're just going to continue to keep going and growing, and hopefully help out people, help out all you guys in your lives financially, you know, and other aspects, you know, health, everything, you know. We love you guys, you know. Well, with that being said, from my man Pat here, you got any last words of inspiration you want to say to our listeners and our watchers?
I just wanna let everybody know that, you know, anything is possible. You know, I know you was talking to me earlier this week about, you know,
it's not I can't do this or I can't afford that.
How?
It's how can I afford that? And that's from the Rich Dad Poor Dad book that I talked about in the last episode.
And it's crazy because that quote not only pertains to your financial status in life, but also your life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
In everything that you do, you know, there's always a way of how you can handle it or do it.
And that's a beautiful quote to end off with, especially for this podcast episode.
Yeah, from Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii.
We say mahalo.
Mahalo. Motivational. Mahalo. This podcast
with the shaka and everything.
With the shaka, bro. This podcast was called. It's gonna be. The title is, motivational. Right, motivation / motivational. Don't say you can't afford it, or don't say you can't do it. Say how can I afford it, or say how can I do it? How can I make it possible? Because that mindset will train you to be thinking on the positive side. And when you think on the positive side, people, your lives, I guarantee you, will get better. If you think on the negative side, I guarantee you, your lives are going to keep getting worse. And with that, I'm going to end it off by saying mahalo. I love all of you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Please go to iTunes and YouTube channel. Subscribe, rate, leave a comment. I have a comment.
Check it out, y'all. That's my iPod man right there.
There you go. And is there anywhere that people can get a hold of you, Pat, if they want to get a hold of you here in the 808, like an email or something?
Or oh, yeah. If you wanna
Facebook, hit me up, whatever.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
You can hit me up on the email. The email is AIAGAJennings@gmail.com. So again, it's AIAGA Jennings with the S at gmail.com.
Go ahead. Everything else, I'll get with you, and we'll leave all your contacts at the bottom of the show notes. All right.
Okay. Cool.
And babe, go up to the Growing Some More podcast. Growing Some More podcast. You don't have it? Hold on, she's bringing something up before we end it off. Right there, that's good.
I don't see anything.
Anyways, sorry for that little delay there. We just go with the flow here, but don't worry about it, huh? Did you get it? No? Okay. It's a quote, but we'll read that on the next podcast because we're trying to get all you listeners out there who leave a comment. I mean, it's a comment that we're going to read a comment, but we'll get back to you guys on the next one. You know, we love you guys, all you listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hope you have a beautiful, awesome day today. For all you new listeners, if you want to go to episode 1 and start from there, please do that. And until next time, you guys, love you guys, and you want to say bye, Pat?
All right, guys.
Is that it? Yeah, you good? No, don't worry about it. Okay. Well, I'm trying to say bye, hon.
Oh, I thought you guys were still... Well, thank you guys for listening. Until next time.
Okay. She's mad at me, guys. I'm going to get it after this podcast. Pat.
Everybody, this is my guy right here.
Pat, get the car ready. Pat, get the car ready. She's going to beat me up.
I'm sorry. My husband just always throws blindsides me with stuff.
I know. That's why she loves me. That's why she married me. To me. You're stuck with me for the rest of your life, so.
Right.
Love you guys. Peace out. Growing some more. Until the next time. Pat, take it away. Hey, hit him with the voice before I stop the record. Ready? Go.
I can't do it.
Hey.
He's at work.
Yeah, he's at work. I love you guys. We'll say bye to the camera, baby. Pat, say bye.
Bye. All right,
y'all. Peace. Bye, guys.
Mahalo. Everybody say mahalo.
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 Yeah.